It's the end of the day, and the psychics are tired. Julianne, who organized the Londonderry Psychic Fair, introduces me to Rich, a shamanic medium and healer.
Can you just bring someone in for him?
I'm really gone.
You can't, huh?
You look like you need a little rest.
See? Yeah. See, everybody sees it. They're all making fun of
everybody
me.
Everybody knows.
After 24 sessions, Rich is ready for bed. So Julianne offers to do a channeling for me herself. It's a little shocking when she begins. Her face and voice both alter. I close my eyes and listen.
Oh, it is so good to see you here with us. A gear in hand, beautiful son of ours.
Julianne channels for another 15 minutes, and when she's done, suggests that I keep her message to me private. It's for me alone, she says.
Can you tell me a little bit about your own sort of journey towards this?
So in my earlier days, younger days, I was did a lot of palm reading. My first job, almost losing it because instead of hiring people based on their application, I was reading their palms. But no, I know he'll go to work. I've seen it in his palm.
Julianne runs her own staffing agency now and continues to rely on the non-traditional resume of palms. But she also sees people in private consultation.
You know, 100 years ago, there were times we trusted our instincts. We trusted our judgments. We all had a sense of knowing, you know, so I work with people a lot to bring them back to that place.
I get in the car and head to the Radisson, a faux castle with a glossy interior and a wing of ballrooms. In the Nashua North Ballroom, it's Sierra's Sweet 16 party. In the Nashua Grand, the premier bride wedding expo is underway. And in the Balsam and Wentworth Ballrooms, it's the magical marketplace and psychic fair. 60 vendors fill the room, selling everything from spices to chainmail. I glide by the homemade soaps and mysterious runes until I find myself standing before my magical weakness.
I got magic wands. Not your Harry Potter type wands. These are real wands. Harvested by myself while hiking in the woods.
Dante, the wand maker, has been harvesting wands for 20 years. In the Balsam, I sit down with Judy Seidel, who works primarily with cards. When she sees my eye drift to her druid animal cards, she spreads them out before me. I pick three, and she turns them over. An eagle, a dog, and a snake.
The eagle is asking you to observe with new eyes. The dog is the guardian. The dog also is about being loyal to yourself, being true to yourself. The snake, you think of a snake shedding its skin, symbolic of rebirth and regeneration.
Across the room from Judy Seidel, Shaw Blackburn, the loon witch, specializes in aura photography.
It's based on the principles of Curlian photography that all organic matter emits light and color. So you're going to have a seat in this chair.
Okay.
And then you're going to place your hands on these boxes. There's one on each side.
Now, is this the sort of photo you smile for, or you just...
You can, but we may not see it.
Okay.
Okay, you can take your hands off and relax. So that's you. I see you have this nice bright yellow, the lemon yellow here. And that tells me that you are a creative person, but you're not pursuing that creativity as much as you would like to.
My aura on the Polaroid photo also shows pain in my foot and neck, both of which are true. Both also could be said to be common human ailments. The question might be, is this magic or just universally applicable advice? And that can be as relevant as you like. For me, belief doesn't enter into it. I dream about eagles all the time. My ankle hurts. I have a creative project that I don't have time to work on. But regardless of magic, my attention has been refocused on each of these. I should take care of that ankle. I should get back to that project. So, when Julianne writes me an email later that night and expresses her hope that I found her channeling meaningful, I don't have any doubt or problem saying that it was. For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.